Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and this week we are doing something so fun. Well, just this episode is so much fun. I have thought about this episode for ages now, it feels like. It's always been on my big master list of podcast ideas, and yeah, I just feel like in my 23 years of life, I have come across some definite favorite items and pieces in whichever category that may be. I'm being confusing and vague right now, but basically, as you can tell by the title, this is just going to be all about my favorite things. And disclaimer, obviously, this is pretty materialistic. Like, that's the nature of this episode. I'm going to be telling you about things that are my favorite so that if you're like, I wonder like what foundation I should try out or perfume. I actually didn't even put perfume in here. But anyway, I'm like, sure, there are categories or things that I'll miss. And you'll be like, well, Gretchen, you love this chapstick and you didn't talk about it. Like, I'm sure there are things that I'll forget. But this is sort of all off the top of my head, which I think is a really good indication that it's one of my favorites because it's stuck with me. And I'll remember like style names of sports bras and leggings and stuff like that. I'm going to try to be as concise with you guys as possible because I really just want this to be so helpful. Like, I know with people that I follow, I would love if they just made a podcast or a video like, these are my favorite things, these are like my all-time faves that I would so wholeheartedly recommend just so that I could see like new products that maybe I haven't tried, stuff like that. So again, disclaimer, while the nature of this is very materialistic, obviously that's not what really matters in life. I think we all know that at this point. I'm sure we've all learned our lessons, that it's not going to be things that are going to make you happy. It's going to be the people that you surround yourself with. It's going to be how you love others, how you love yourself, your animals, like everyone in your life, all the things that actually matter, you know, your family, your friends, your fulfillment in what you do, your daily routine, how you serve others, how, you know, do you see what I'm getting at? I feel like this is coming out all jumbled, but it's like, I feel like the more and more, I don't know how to put it, the more you grow in life, like the older you get, you just realize that the most important things in life aren't things at all, right? That's actually my quote for this week. So since I want to be really just helpful and to the point for you guys, we are just going to jump right in to my format. You guys know that I always do. So before we get into all my favorites, we're going to talk about what I'm happy about right now, because you guys know I always do that. So what I'm happy about this week specifically is that it's really starting to feel like fall. Well, LOL. As I say that, the past couple of days, it's literally still been 77 degrees here in Pennsylvania. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, it's literally October 1st right now as I'm recording this, and this is going up for you guys tomorrow on October 2nd. I always just love recording like right before I post for you guys because it seems so like fresh and up to date. That's just like my favorite. Anyway, because I feel like we're living life together right now, and this isn't like way pre-recorded or anything. But it's so weird. It doesn't even feel like October 1st today. Ugh, time just always flies for me. That's always how I feel. But yeah, it's crazy that it's fall already. I feel like I'm still stuck in March because of how crazy the world is. And we're here and we're thriving. And it is starting to feel like fall. I think because I went apple picking and like the leaves are changing colors on trees and everything like that. Even though it's been pretty warm, I think today might be like 70. So it's getting like a little cooler. Is Pennsylvania like that much warmer than New York and Boston? I didn't think so. Or New York and Massachusetts, just you guys know where I've lived before. Because I'm like, wait, does it just like stay warmer here? I don't think so. Like, I'm still in the Northeast, right? But wait, is Pennsylvania in the Northeast? Oh my gosh, that's so bad that I just said that. I should probably know that. I mean, in my head, like geographically, it's North and East, right? So anyway, I am happy that it is feeling like fall though. And I'm happy that I'm kind of trying a new routine, like trying routines to see what works for me instead of feeling like forced to wake up at a certain time or work out right away or da da da. I don't know. I just am feeling inspired to like be the best me and really focus on like my happiness and well-being and stuff like that. Wow, to like get deep for a moment. But yeah, just good vibes over here. I'm really inspired. I'm really happy. And that's why this just seemed like such a fun episode to do this week. Because like I said, I've thought about it for so long and legitimately just want to help you guys out, because I can't tell you how often people are like, oh, what bronzer are you wearing in this pic? Or like, how did you curl your hair? What foundation are you wearing? Or Gretchen, like, this is so random, but what's your favorite chapstick? You know, like questions like that all the time. Because especially if you guys have been with me for the past, you know, 8 years since I've been on social media, that's like so crazy to think about. But I literally started in 2012 before being like an influencer, I hate that word, or like working on social media, having a YouTube channel, having a podcast, Instagram following, like before that was even a thing, I was doing it because I just like loved YouTube. So what I'm trying to say is, if you've been with me for a while, you probably just feel like you know me pretty well and maybe like trust my judgment and my opinion. So I think that's why I get those sort of questions all the time. So I thought I was just going to spill the tea today and give you guys all the good details. I'm sure most of it, like the majority of it, I have talked about before if it's been my favorite. But I don't know. I just thought it would be a good refresher if you wanted to try any of the things, or you're like, oh yeah, that's the BB cream she wears, whatever. So yes. Oh, and then the quote I already said, you guys, is I really like this. I feel like, I mean, I know this isn't from me. I'm sure like everybody has said it, but I added a little spin to it. So when I looked it up to make sure I was saying it right, it said the most important things in life aren't things, but I don't know why this seems like, this seems full circle to me, or more rounded out when I say the most important things in life aren't things at all, because they just aren't. And wow, this is reminding me of my conversation with Maggie. You guys know my good friend Maggie. She was on my podcast like a couple weeks back now, and we were talking about how it's so easy to get lost on social media, and I'm like, you really just need your close family and friends to ground you and kind of like pull you back down to earth, or else your ego is gonna like fly up into the sky. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think it can be really easy to feel lost and lose yourself, and I just can think back in times of my life, of my social media journey, I guess you could call it, where I feel like I would get really caught up in feeling like I needed to have these new trendy clothes to like stay relevant and for people to think that I'm cool on Instagram. Wow, this is like, I don't know, weird that I'm admitting it, or I feel like saying it out loud is like me admitting it to myself right now, but like that's so true. Like I could totally relate to feeling like that at times, and feeling like I needed to have certain things or like look a certain way, and then you realize that those things aren't important at all, and people are following you and loving you for you. Like no one cares what bag you have or shoes you have. Like they might think they're pretty and cool and like appreciate them, but like, you know what I mean? Like you never remember like what bag you had. You just remember if you were like happy in these moments with your friends, or I don't know. Do we know where what I'm getting at? So yeah, like I've said for the millionth time, I just feel like as I grow up, I realize more and more that the most important things in life aren't things at all. And really what that correlates to is the things in life that make you happy aren't things. It's like the non-physical things, right? So yeah, that's my little quote for this week. And without further ado, woo, I think this is like the earliest in my episode that we're getting into the meat of the episode. And again, like I want this to be concise, so if this is shorter, maybe it will be, probably not, because I could chat about all these things all day long. But yeah, for the millionth time, just making this to be helpful and to have it all in one place. I've always thought of this idea, Gretchen's favorite things, because like they literally are my most favorite items. And I'm, like I said before, I know there'll be things that I'm leaving out, like certain categories, or for example, I know there's like nothing designer in here, because I would say the majority of my favorite things aren't designer. It's not like a designer bag or shoes. Like I'm not wearing them every day. They're not bringing me like happiness every day, like my Barefoot Dreams blanket is, you know what I mean? So if you wanted to hear about that, you guys could listen to my episode about, I believe I called it like luxury purchases that were worth it, because I do, yeah, luxury purchases that were worth it. That was in February. I just looked back. So I obviously appreciate my luxury pieces, and they're some of my favorites, but they're not like my everyday, like, go-to ride or die staple. So that's more like what this is. So my different categories that I have for you guys is sort of beauty, and in that, like, body care, skincare, and makeup, and then clothes, and within that, it's sort of like, well, I was gonna say like my everyday normal daily clothes, but at this point that's really just comfy cozy. So it's sort of like comfy cozy category, and then more athletic wear, which can also be comfy cozy just like at leisure. I like being cozy, we get it. And then pretty much my last category is like home in general, home items, now that we know I'm in a new home and I feel like I'm into that right now. And that is pretty much it. Like, I'm sure there are things that I'm leaving out, but let's get on into it. And this is a good time to mention that everything that I'll be talking about, I will try to find the links for, and I will link them in the show notes. I believe that's what it's called, or the description, whatever it's called, in the notes of this podcast episode. So if you're like, ooh, what was that like eyelash serum she was talking about, you can go click on the link and it should take you to where you can get it. All right. So first sort of section, wait, last disclaimer before I get into this, if you guys can hear, Brody is sitting by me right now chewing on a toy. So if you can hear his collar like jingling around or him gnawing at his avocado, yeah, that's what's going on. Not a real avocado because those aren't good for them. It's like a fluffy, squishy dog toy avocado. Okay, so first section, body care, skincare. So if you guys have not tried the Babe Lash Eyelash Serum, I am here to tell you, you need to try it. Oh, I'm already thinking, wow, my brain is all over the place. But there's like I don't even have jewelry in here, or like my curling iron or straightener that I like. But, you know, those can be in the future. We'll leave some mystery, something to the imagination. But that was not even the right phrase. So back to the eyelash serum, you guys. This is also one of my most frequently asked questions. This is why this is first on this list. So I can tell you first thing before I lose your attention later on, okay? This eyelash serum is so good. I need to order a new one like immediately because I am running out. Oh my gosh, this is reminding me of my friend Louisa. She always says immediately yes, immediately, you know, immediately yes, I need to order this new eyelash serum because I got it a while ago. It actually lasts a while, so that could be a good incentive for you guys because it actually lasted me way longer than I thought, like months and months. And basically, my eyelashes were just little stubs, especially after I had eyelash extensions on for 2 years. I feel like they really just ruined my eyelashes, and I like legitimately had the tiniest eyelashes. Like, my sister would laugh at them. They just like weren't even there. It was really bad. And even before the eyelash extensions, I always had stubby, short eyelashes, like just not good eyelashes. Hence why I got the extensions, but then they kind of ruined my natural eyelashes. So I knew I needed an eyelash serum to sort of like repair and restore my eyelashes. And this did just that. And now they're so long and nice, and I literally get compliments on them. And I am just floored every time anyone says something nice about my eyelashes because I'm like, my eyelashes, oh my gosh, these little stubs like have come a long way. Thank you. So I appreciate it even more in my eyelash growth journey. Do any of you care? So the Babe Lash Eyelash Serum, amazing. I also use the Babe Lash Eyelash Conditioner, but I don't think that's really what's doing like the growing and the thickening and making them really nice, the serum. So I'm gonna link the serum. You need to try it. That's all I gotta say. Next up, I have my Foreo. Well, Luna Mini 2 and 3, I actually have both because I had the Foreo Luna Mini 2 and then upgraded to the 3. There's just some more upgrades. It's like an upgraded design, right? So basically, if you guys don't know what this is, it's like a facial cleansing, like pulsating brush. So it's like, I don't know what to describe it because you can't like compare it to anything else. You know, when people would use Clarisonics for a while, like it reminds me of that sort of idea, but it just isn't really like that at all. It's like silicone. So I really like that, knowing that germs and stuff don't really like get in there and stuck in there. Like, you rinse it out after and it just has short, like gentle bristles that just like pulsate and clean your face so well. Like, I just notice such a difference, you guys, when I use this versus don't use it. Like, my skin feels that much cleaner and clear, and just like, you know, after you wash your face with like a certain cleanser in a certain way, it can feel really clean. Like, all the makeup and gunk is off. Like, that's how it feels every time I use this. And so I use it daily. I just keep it in my shower. You guys probably have seen it in there. Maybe it's like a darker pink. and it's waterproof, so I keep it in there. I charge it like once in a blue moon because it stays charged for so long, and I just put a pump or two of my favorite cleanser, which is up next, I'm going to talk about, and wash my face with it every day, and it's so amazing. I literally feel like my face feels kind of just sticky right now, and I want to go use it right now. It just cleans my face so well, so definitely recommend. I know you guys have heard me talk about it on YouTube before, but it just makes my face the cleanest, and I honestly feel like has correlated to me having much clearer skin now than I have in the past, because I'm just cleansing my face so well and taking such good care of it. And so my favorite cleanser, you guys, is the SkinCeuticals Gentle Cream Cleanser. I am really just talking about my favorites here. So I could go through like my whole routine and be like, oh, you need this expensive, I was about to swear, this expensive, stupid ass, like, you know, face cream or moisturizer that I use. But like, I wouldn't even say that's my favorite. I feel like I'm switching up my moisturizer and trying out new ones all the time. And I'm not going to be like, go buy this like $200 face cream. Like, you don't need it in reality, right? But the SkinCeuticals Gentle Cream Cleanser. SkinCeuticals is such a nice, such a, like, amazing skincare brand, and it can get really pricey, but this cream cleanser is very affordable, and it just smells so good. It cleans my skin so well. It works so well. The duo with the Foreo Luna Mini, well, now I use the 3, so the duo with the Foreo Luna Mini 3 and the SkinCeuticals Gentle Cream Cleanser is like match made in heaven. My skin is so much better because of it, and really clear, and it's just so light and gentle. You don't want something that's like too abrasive every day. This cleanser, so good. It smells really good. I think I just said that. Brody is running around. You can definitely hear him. And I also just wanted to shout out an ode to my, I don't even know what to call it, beginnings on YouTube. The start of my journey on social media. I have talked about Purity by Philosophy, that face cleanser, for so long. It's such a good face cleanser too. If you're like, nah, I don't want to try SkinCeuticals, I want to try Purity. Such a good cleanser too. Honestly, this one is probably around the same. It's probably even more than the SkinCeuticals one. I feel like depending on the size, it can get pretty pricey, but I know they have like little bottles I used to get that were like $10 or whatever. So you could just try it out. This one's really good too. Really good at cleaning your skin. It kind of smells like lemons, I remember. And it was also really good at taking off makeup, because I never used to use makeup wipes. I would just use Purity. But I don't know. I would still use that one too. I just feel like I've moved on and now I use the SkinCeuticals one, but I could probably always revisit that one because it's good. And I just feel like face cleansers for me are, I'm very passionate about, because I used to struggle with acne back in the day in high school, honestly through the beginning of college too. So yeah, that's what helped me, and those are just really good stuff. And then next up we have the Laneige lip mask, you guys. So good. It's just so good. That's all that I need to say. I get it from Sephora. I have the berry one. I think that was like the only one that they had in the beginning. Then I got the vanilla one that came out. Now I have the sweet candy one. So good. I literally get all the Laneiges. I have the squeezy ones, all the forms, and they're just so good. If I could recommend one to you, it would be one of the potted ones, because I feel like there's just a lot in there and you can just rub it all over your lips before you go to bed and you wake up and you're like glowing and feeling amazing. And honestly, I really like the sweet candy one. It's so sweet. But if I could pick one, maybe the vanilla, because vanilla is just classic and it's in like a light tannish, yellowish, whitish little pot, and just so good. And then my other favorite lip balm, you could say, is the Summer Fridays Lip Butter Balm is what it's called. And this is newer and I really like it. And I feel like some people don't like it, like it's too sticky or glossy, but I honestly really like it and think it smells really good like vanilla, so I love that. And I also love the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask. That's how I found out about Summer Fridays. Everyone was like, you need to try out the Jet Lag Mask. This was back in the day when I was traveling like all day every day, and I feel like my skin was not good because of it and just dry and whatever. So the Jet Lag Mask is so good. I literally would bring it on the plane with me. I have a little travel one that I bring on the plane with me and like literally smother all over my face. And a lot of times if my skin feels dry, I'll just sleep with a lot of it on overnight. It's just so moisturizing and so good. So I love that. I probably wouldn't do it every single night. I know some people do, I guess, if you have dry skin. So that would be really good for probably night times. But I don't do it every night. I just do it like once in a while. And then last lip balm is a Sol de Janeiro lip balm. So good. Smells so good, you guys. This is more of like your typical chapstick style lip balm. I have like 4 of these. I have them in every bag and like center console of my car, Max's car. I have them everywhere because they are so good. And two more things from Sol de Janeiro, the Bum Bum Cream. Iconic. That's how I found out about them. I think one of my roommates in college was like, you need to try out this like body lotion from Sephora. It smells so good and it smells divine. Let me tell you, so good. It's kind of expensive. It's the only thing with the Bum Bum Cream. I have a love-hate relationship. Like, I love it, but it's expensive and I feel like I go through it quick. So I'll like take breaks and then I'll like go back and buy the big jar of it. And then, yeah, actually you guys have showed me in the past. Oh my gosh, I'm so afraid right now. On the other side of my curtain, I can see there's a spider crawling up the window. I just see like the silhouette of it because the curtain's on my side. Oh my gosh, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see that. I'm so afraid. Matt, can Max hurry home and please like kill it? No, I would say honestly, we probably kill spiders like 50-50 here. Like whoever sees them has to do the deed. And sorry, I digress. We're talking about killing spiders now. A lot of times though, I don't know, I'm like weird about bugs. If they're bigger, if I feel like they have like a life and a family, I'll put them in a cup and set them free outside because I don't want to be like a insect murderer. But anyway, where were we? I think we were on Bum Bum Cream. Yeah, really good. Oh yeah, you guys have told me that I feel like people have like DM me this or tag me in this, that they've made like a jumbo size of that. And I've never gotten the jumbo Bum Bum Cream, but like I need to do that. And also they have a body spray, which is sort of like my everyday body spray when I remember to put it on because it smells so good. Like I just don't know how to describe how this Bum Bum Cream body spray lip balm smells, but it's just really good. You just got to try it. Oh wait, I lied. One last lip thing. I guess I'm really into like the lip moisturizers. The Kopari Lip Glossy, so good. This is actually the one that I know I have in Max's car. I just have my chapsticks everywhere. It's really good. It's really moisturizing, but also really glossy and like kind of looks like a gloss on your lip, but isn't like the sticky gloss. Oh, it's so good. And then next up in beauty is a wet brush. And actually I think mine is the Drybar one. So I don't even know if that's like the wet brush brand, but honestly you don't, I think the Drybar one was like more expensive. I don't know what I was doing. I probably just lost my old wet brush and just like caught the fancy one. So you definitely don't need that. And I honestly think that the wet brush brand ones work better, or maybe those are more expensive. I don't know. I'll have it linked for you guys. I feel like they're not that bad. I remember getting my mom one for like her birthday one year on Amazon. It was probably like 10 bucks. And if you don't have a wet brush, actually, what are you doing? Because it just, I don't know. I couldn't live without it personally because I have really long, really tangly hair. And so I just cannot get a brush through my hair if, yeah, I just can't get a brush through my hair unless it's a wet brush, especially when it's wet and I get out of the shower. It's always just in like a big knot. I don't know why. A lot of my friends will just like not even brush, like Lucy, my twin sister, won't even brush her hair when she gets out of the shower and it just dries and looks perfect. And I could not because my hair dries and it's just in a big knot when I get out of the shower. I don't know. What I'm trying to say, wet brush, non-negotiable. I need it. Definitely a staple. Other thing for me that is a non-negotiable when I get out of the shower, I need the It's a 10 leave-in spray. This is like pricey and I literally get it at CVS and I'm always shocked how much it is, but it's probably because it's just the best detangler, like leave-in conditioner quality, people. It is just, it's so good. Like I spray this all over my hair, use the wet brush, and it's the only way I can get a brush through my hair. So if you can relate and you haven't tried the wet brush or the It's a 10, you gotta try it. And most of you, if you do have long tangly hair like me, you're probably speaking my language. It's a 10 and the wet brush, so good. Also, side note, I don't even have this down, but I'm thinking about it right now that I've actually used the leave-in conditioner from Sunbum and that one's really good too. So I am adding this in for you guys so that you can try that one too, because that one might be a little more inexpensive. And I actually have like a little travel one of those that I will bring with me. And I would say that It's a 10 is probably better, but that one works pretty good too. And then last thing in my beauty, I don't know if this is beauty, but my Dyson hair dryer, so good, you guys. I didn't think I needed it. It was so expensive for the longest time. And finally I was like, I feel like I dry my hair a lot. I have a lot of hair and it takes a while to dry it. I have fine hair, but I have a lot of it, if that makes sense. So when I finally took the plunge, made the plunge, whatever it's called, bit the bullet and got the Dyson hair dryer. So worth it. It dries my hair so quick. It's so nice. And honestly, I have naturally straight hair, but it will dry kind of like bumpy or wavy in the front. I'm sure where it's damaged from, I don't know, 15 years of bleaching it or whatever. but anyway, so it dries not perfectly straight anymore, but I feel like drying it with the Dyson hair dryer, I feel like it dries it the straightest out of any blow dryer I've used. I don't know why. Maybe because of the way the hair dryers. I don't know if it gets hotter. I don't know if how it blows the air out. I don't know. It's just really good. And it was definitely a splurge, but I am grateful for it and I love it. And no, these material things don't make me happy. Reminder. I mean, they do make me happy, but they're not like the main source for my happiness in my life. If I had all of these things, but I could have all of these things and not be happy is what I'm trying to say. It's like kind of like the saying, like, money can't buy happiness. Like, I really don't think it can. Like, money can buy things that make you momentarily happy, maybe, in like the moment. But these are just like my favorite staples. But then I'm happy outside of it. Like, I'm happy because I get to hang out with my dog right now. And I'm happy because it's fall. And I'm happy because I get to like make a yummy dinner tonight. You know what I mean? Like, that's what matters. Anyway, moving on. So, makeup category, guys, let me tell you, if you've been looking for, like, what am I putting on my face every day, like my base layer, my foundation, you may call, or CC cream or whatever, if you haven't tried the It Cosmetics CC cream, I cannot rave enough about it. It is so good. It's crazy because it's a CC cream, so I know it has all those great benefits in there, and I know there's a lot of SPF, probably like SPF 30, 50. Don't quote me if I'm wrong, but somewhere in there it has a lot of SPF. And then I use other products with SPF too. So I'm just like SPFing it up on my face because I know that's like really important. And I know they also have it in matte versions. They might have a couple versions of it. I feel like they have so many shades too, which is really nice. So if you guys haven't tried this, you just need to try it. And if you are wondering, I am typically between like the light medium shade or the medium. So yeah, if that's helpful. But so good, you guys. This is like sort of my everyday favorites makeup that I will wear. And then the best mascara of all time is the L'Oreal Telescopic. I hope you guys are listening right now and are like, oh my gosh, yes, like I so agree. And that you don't like hate it. I honestly feel like some of my friends don't like the L'Oreal Telescopic, but for me, it's just so good. I feel like it makes my eyelashes so long and gets like a lot of mascara on there, which I like. Like, I need the volume and the length. So it's just so good. If you can find the carbon black one, that one's probably the best. I feel like it makes your eyelashes so dramatic looking. It's like an all black package. But I think the one I have right now is actually the goldish silverish one, which is just like normal black, not carbon black, but still just as good. And also, if you want to splurge a little more on your mascara, I also love, love, love the Benefit Roller Lash Mascara. So good. It's very different from the L'Oreal Telescopic, but I feel like makes my eyelashes look similar. And I really love, really, like, pro tip, you can combine the two of them. That's what I do some days, and I feel like it really makes my eyelashes pop. The Roller Lash leaves my eyelashes feeling, like, stiff. I don't know, but in a good way. And I feel like it really separates them and makes it look like I have a lot of them. Just really good. Also lengthening volume, all that. So those are definitely my two favorite mascaras of all time. But like, if I could pick one, the L'Oreal Telescopic. So good. I remember when I first started loving that and becoming obsessed with it, I'm like, why would I ever buy one from like Sephora, like a more expensive one? Because this one is literally at the drugstore and it's so freaking good. And then my favorite bronzer, so good. I've used it for so long. Benefit Hoola Bronzer. We all know. I feel like these things, everyone's like, yeah, Gretchen, we get it. Like, they have like amazing reviews. They're like everyone's favorite. So just so good. Just that's it. And my NARS blush. So good. Just amazing. I really like, I don't know why their names are so, what's that word? I can't think of the word. Not jarring, not inappropriate. But anyway, they're not explicit. You know what I'm saying. So what I'm trying to say, I know I'm making it a big deal. So the names of the blushes that I really like are the shade Orgasm. Really sparkly, pretty. I feel like I used to use that one, but now the one that I've used for like years that's been in my makeup bag, I feel like this blush never runs out, is in the shade Deep Throat. So yes, moving on from that, my favorite tinted brow gel, I've tried a bunch in my day. My favorite is definitely the Anastasia Beverly Hills one. I think I have just the shade brown because, believe it or not, I'm not naturally blonde. I know you're shocked. You can't even see me right now. But no, so I've dyed my hair blonde for a while, but I do have naturally pretty dark brown eyebrows because my hair naturally is like a medium brown. So I use a brown brow gel and it's just really good. It fills in the little spots that are a little more sparse, just keeps them in place. Anastasia tinted brow gel, try it if you haven't before. And also, Last thing, actually like two-ish more things. So my favorite highlighter is definitely from the brand Becca. I think most of this at like Sephora. Yeah. And I love the shades Opal and Champagne Pop. Oh, I think Champagne Pop's probably my favorite. Probably takes the cake. I miss that one. But honestly, I've dropped probably 10 of them and always crack them and they go everywhere and I cry a little bit. So that's why I don't have it right now. And I'm just like using up some other one, but I need to go get Becca Champagne Pop. Like, I hope they still sell it, because all of this, you guys, I hope you know, is literally coming from my brain and like my memory. And I will never forget like the Becca highlighter in Opal and Champagne Pop, or the NARS blush in, I already said that name, or you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I know these things so well because they're like my tried and true ride or dies, like I said, and have just been with me for so long. So yeah, I miss that highlighter. Do you guys use that one? And then last thing under beauty, yeah, this is like beauty. Nail polish. My only recommendation, okay, is Essie. I don't know why. I feel like they have really good shades. And now I just started getting my nails done again, because you guys know I didn't go for like 7 months because of quarantine. And even when they opened back up, I just kind of waited a little while. I'm like, it's not like a necessity. But then when I finally went here, it was like really safe, all the precautions, everything like that. So I just started getting dip again. But before that, for like the last 7 months, I would just paint my nails with Essie Ballet Slippers. Such a classic, beautiful, light pink, very neutral, just very soft and really pretty, and just my favorite shade. So that's always kind of what I'm going for, just like the ballet slipper light pink. I used to be about the Fiji, if you guys know that color. But it's a little bit of a darker pink. It's still light pink, but it's just a lot more pink than ballet slippers. That's a little more muted. So, yes, this just felt like a trip down memory lane, talking about all the names of things. Like, me and my best friend from home, Hannah, could go through, like, our old Urban Decay Naked palette and tell you all the different shades. You'd be like, oh, are you wearing half-baked today? Like, yeah, I'm just triggering, like, my ninth grade of high school self. Anyway, moving on to the clothing category. So, like I said, the first part is like my everyday clothes, but really it's just like cozy. So, my favorite, probably one of my favorite pieces in my whole wardrobe is this specific type of sweatshirt from Aritzia. So, it's like this Aritzia oversized cozy crew neck. I will link it. So good. And I actually have some other oversized crew necks that are different style, but this one's definitely my favorite, just the way it fits. If you are wondering, I believe these ones are sized in a 1, 2, or 3. So in my mind, that's sort of like small, medium, large. And I think all of mine are in the 2. So it's just like a medium. But you could probably just get the size that you normally get since they're already oversized, or you could just get like the bigger one to be like really cozy, whatever. But this type of sweatshirt I literally have in like every color, it feels like, and it's just so cozy, such good quality. They just have the best quality, in my opinion, sweatshirt and sweatpants. They just hold up so well, and like I said, they're just really good quality. Like, they're really thick, they're a little bit more on the pricey side. If you guys remember the first time, I remember the first time I walked into Aritzia, I was vlogging, and I was like, what in the heck, why is this dress $250? Like, I just didn't know. I was like, why is everything so expensive? But then I remember everyone commented, and they were like, no, Gretchen, like, Aritzia is such good quality, that's why, like, it's gonna look like that, like, your sweatshirt is gonna look like that for the next 10 years, it's gonna stay just like that, they're really sustainable, everything like that. So then I was like, okay, I'll give them a try. And then obviously, like, I can't even take off these sweatshirts. They're so nice. Oh, and that reminds me, like, the boyfriend sweatshirt. I think just, like, the hoodie, boyfriend hoodie, so good. But, yeah, the crew neck is what you need to try. Crew necks are my favorite. I don't know why. I just like them more than, like, hooded ones. And then the boyfriend sweatpants, so good. Like, the boyfriend sweatpants with this oversized crew neck is just lights out. I don't know if that's the phrase. Just amazing. Just unreal. My freshman year of college, everyone would say, it's unreal. So they're unreal. You need to try. And then here's like my only moment of like real clothes would be a goldie denim, you guys. I just feel like I had the hardest time. Who doesn't have a hard time finding jeans that fit, right? Like, jeans are just difficult. I feel like they are very specific in the way they fit you on every part of your body. So, like, they gotta fit right, you know? And I just feel like everyone's body types are so different. Like, I would say I have pretty, like, I don't have any hips. I'm pretty straight, like, up and down. And I would say my legs are a different size than, like, my waist, because my waist doesn't really go in. So anything that fits my legs is too tight on my waist. If it fits my waist, it's too loose on my legs and my butt. And my twin sister's the opposite, so that's fun. And it just gets confusing. You know, I'm sure you guys can relate to the jean dilemma, the denim. Like, it's difficult. So whenever I found the brand A Goldie, I literally could tell you the moment I found them. It was when I was visiting my best friend Hannah at her, she went to school at UVM, and I was visiting her in Vermont, and we were, I could literally tell you every moment for all these things because they are just my favorite. Went to Echo Boutique on Church Street, and they had a Goldie, I think, denim skirts and shorts. And I was like, whoa, like, this brand just fits me so well. Like, my size is actually my size and just looks so right. Like, fits every, like, part of me, like a glove perfectly. So ever since then, I would say the majority of my denim is a Goldie because it just fits so well. And you know what? I was going to say I can, like, count on the size always being my size. But honestly, I feel like different styles there now, like oversized things I kind of have to size down or whatever. I think overall they actually run pretty big and most people size down. But anyway, regardless, a Goldie 90s jeans. So good, you guys. I have them in, like, three colors now. They're definitely oversized, more boyfriend fit. But I barely wear, like, skinny jeans anymore. I think once I realized that you don't have to wear skinny jeans and you can wear, like, oversized jeans or more, like, straight leg jeans, jeans with, like, a little room, they become a lot more comfortable. So that's what I do. Goldie's 90s jeans, so good. I would say the sort of light wash, medium blue wash is the ones I wear the most. They're very, like, distressed. I have white ones. I have black ones. So good. Could not recommend enough. And yeah, definitely size down because I think all of those I size down a size. Okay. Then my A Goldie Parker shorts, denim high-waisted shorts, the best fitting high-waisted denim shorts. So good. Again, size down, they stretch out. But they are just so good, you guys. They just hold up so well. Again, a little pricey, but, like, so worth it. I love them. And then next up we have my Barefoot Dreams robe. So good. We're going to get into my blankets, how they, like, literally changed my life. I'm so dramatic. But this robe is literally like you're wearing one of the blankets. So it's so amazing. It's so warm. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, this is too fuzzy and too warm. I'm getting hot in here. But no, it's so good. And I ordered it on Amazon. So I'll link it for you guys because I know that I can, like, find the link to that. And I remember reading the reviews and someone was like, I am 5 feet tall, but I ordered the largest one, I think the size 3. And she was like, I recommend all of you order the size 3 because the bigger, the more fabric you have, that's just a more, like, plush, soft, fluffy experience. And so she convinced me. I think I ordered a 3, maybe a 2. But anyway, yeah, the bigger, the better. It's just gonna be so oversized and cozy and literally feel like you're in this fluffy blanket cocoon. So could not recommend that enough. I love my UGG slippers. They're newer. If you guys remember last fall, I was in Hawaii, like, literally a year ago from right now, and randomly we were in the UGG store and I got these UGG slippers. I love them. They're the ones with, like, the little platform. They have this stretchy strap in the back and they're open-toed in the front. Like, it sounds funny when you describe them, but they are just so comfy and I feel really bougie in them. Like, I don't know, I could feel bougie in my slippers, but I do with the platform. They're just, like, so nice and so cute. And I'm looking at you, Brody, right now because he loves them and always tries to chew on them and we have a fight because they're my favorite. So he's not allowed. Okay, last thing. In this section of clothes, this I should have put under, like, miscellaneous because this is an accessory. I guess the only accessory I have on here. My blue light glasses. You guys, I know I've talked about these before. Felix Gray blue light glasses are the best, in my opinion. I will link my favorite style because I have, like, 3 different pairs now. I have this, like, limited edition kind of light pink pair from last October, I believe, when it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I really like those. And I have a brown pair. I have, like, the night pair. Me and Max love that. Max and I... I corrected myself. Love them so much. And basically, if you guys don't know what blue light blocking glasses are, they just block the blue light rays that are coming from your computer, your phone, tablet, everything like that, your TV that you are staring at all day long, especially if your name is Gretchen Garrity, if you're me. I just feel like I'm always on my phone and my computer all day. My eyes do this weird thing. They get, like, locked into focus and everything looks blurry and they kind of hurt and I get a headache. Yeah. So blue light glasses just help a lot with that. And these ones aren't, like, yellow tinted or orange tinted at all. They're really high quality, like, a little more pricey. But again, I just think so worth it. Quality over quantity, people, because they last so well. They hold up really well and they look really nice, really good design, everything like that. So, moving on to my athletic section of clothes. This is where I'm really in my element. If you guys know me, this is where I'm really thriving. So, my only pair of shoes, immediately I'm thinking in my head how there's way more things that I like. I just, like, love my things, not to, like, sound materialistic. And I really just picked probably my favorites, but I know that I'm, like, leaving some things out. So, my favorite pair of sneakers overall, I would say, would have to be the Adidas Ultra Boosts. I like the older version. I like the newer version as well. The older version I have in the black, the newer ones I have in the white, and they're just really nice. Honestly, I wish I could get a new white pair, like, every day, because I always get them so dirty. I bleached mine the other day, and I feel like it helped a little bit, but anyway, these are just really good sneakers. I don't know if they're good for, like, running. I don't know if I would say that, but, like, everyday running around sneakers, probably other type of workouts. I work out in them sometimes, they're just really cute looking. They're just really, like, flattering on your feet, I guess. I just think they look really nice, so they go with, like, all my workout clothes, my athleisure, and they're my favorite sneakers. And then we are going to move into, I would say, my two favorite, this is, like, changing all the time, because you guys, I love, like, my workout clothes. I love Lululemon. I love Aloe Yoga. I know you're shocked. I love Free People Movement. Oh my gosh, something about Free People Movement, I just spend, like, all my money at Free People, specifically the Free People Movement, because they have such good stuff. But also, like, I love Set Active. You guys know I love Fabletics. I just love so many, but really what I put down is Lulu, Aloe, and FP Movement, because those have been my either tried and true favorites, like Lulu and Aloe, or, like, newer Free People Movement, which I've tried in, like, the last year. I'm just obsessed with. So starting off with Lulu for shorts, I need to tell you guys about the Speed Up shorts, I believe they're called, and I get the 4-inch. I'm not about the 2-inch booty ones that literally show my butt cheeks. I like the longer inseam. Feel a little bit more mature this way. And yeah, and then I love the Lululemon tracker shorts too. I believe those are also 4-inch inseam. Again, it's really weird to me that, like, I know all these names off the top of my head because I'm just obsessed. So I love the Speed Up shorts. I love the tracker shorts. The Speed Up ones have always been, like, the only shorts at Lulu that I felt, like, looked good on me. And I recently sized up to a 6 because I feel like they just look better when they're a little bit looser and not, like, too tight. Like, I felt like the 4s were just, like, almost looked, like, too tight, you know? Like, I feel like those type of shorts should be a little bit looser. You know the ones I'm talking about? Kind of, like, running type shorts. By the way, sorry if I'm talking fast in this episode. I'm just, like, in my element talking about my favorite thing. So, yeah. And then for biker shorts from Lulu, I really had to narrow this down, you guys. This is hard for me because we know I could tell you the names of literally everything in every category at Lulu. Like, you would think I work there. I'm just, like, weirdly obsessed. I don't know why. I think because they've just been with me in my life for so long, literally since, like, 2012 when I started rowing. And I feel like at certain points in my rowing career, my entire closet was Lululemon because I just rowed all day long. I was in a boat all day long. Anyway, so for biker shorts, if I had to narrow it down, the Fast and Free biker shorts, so good, especially for working out. And I picked these specifically because they have pockets, so good. And I believe you can get these in probably, like, the 6-inch inseam, 8-inch, 10-inch, whatever. I really like the 6, and I also like the 8 if I can't get the 6. The 4 is, like, maybe a little too short for me. The 10 is, like, a little too long. So my favorite inseam is probably a 6. And then the Lululemon Align shorts, I feel like these are hard to get your hands on. I realize I had a pair of the 6-inch ones, and then I realized that they were, like, always sold out, so I think I got lucky. Just, like, check their website a lot is my advice. But honestly, now that we're getting into the fall, maybe they would be more in stock. Like, it's not summer as much anymore. But anyway, leggings. Again, had to narrow this down. Oh, this is just, like, the shorts. So Lululemon Align leggings, so good for, like, athleisure, more low impact yoga, that type of thing. They are just buttery soft and, like, thin your skin but better feeling. The Align leggings are amazing. Size down because they do stretch out, and in my opinion, they're really stretching and run a little big. So I would size down just in those leggings. And then the Fast and Free leggings, just like the Fast and Free shorts, amazing. They are a lot more like workout-y material for like high impact, really sweaty workouts. And they're more like spandexy, not swishy feeling, but just like, I don't know how to describe it. I know they are not, are they the Luxtreme material? They might be Luxtreme or Everlux, one of those. And yeah, they're just really good for workouts, what I'm trying to say. And high-waisted, have the pockets, stay up really well, everything like that. I haven't worn mine in a minute, and I don't know why, because those are literally the best for workouts, I'm reminding myself right now. And I guess the last pair of leggings, high-waisted Wonder Runners, probably have just been with me the longest, tried and true. I would recommend the Luxtreme material, but honestly, I feel like in the last couple months here, I've sort of worn them less, just because I probably still have like 10 pairs, no, not 10, but I have a lot of the high-waisted Wonder Under Luxtreme material, because those, again, Luxtreme is good for workouts, everything like that. I really like the Luxtreme because it doesn't get like pilly, in my opinion, in my experience, and it doesn't get like fuzzy stuck to them. Like the Aligns are so buttery soft that like fluff and dog hair and stuff gets stuck to them really easy, or the Luon. I feel like I had so many issues with back in the day. Everything would get stuck to it, kind of pill pretty easily. I don't think I have anything that's like the Luon material anymore. It's like bringing me back to like the beginning of Lululemon times when everything was like the Luon material. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, oh yeah, the high-waisted Wonder Runners you can get in Luon. You can probably get in Everlux, Nulux, or no, Nulux? Nulu is the Align. Wow, we're going down a rabbit hole of Lululemon right now. But anyway, do you guys even care? Those are just probably my favorite styles of legging shorts. And then for bra, just to pick one, because like I love my Free to Be Wild, like I could just go on and on, but if I had to pick one, probably the Energy bra. That's probably what I have the most of. Really supportive, really cute, love the crisscrossy back, amazing. And then could not leave out the Define jacket. So good, so iconic for Lulu, so cute, really flattering, and I can wear it as athleisure. I can wear it to and from workout classes whenever I go to workout classes, which the last time was like forever ago, but you know what I mean, that sort of thing. I feel like a really cute mom, like running errands when I wear my Define jacket. So love that. And then last thing, Lululemon. I actually have two Lululemon yoga mats and they're amazing. I believe they're the thicker ones, like the 5mm. I'm like crazy is what I'm realizing going through this, because I like remember in my head, do I have the 3mm? No, I think the 5mm. Like the thicker, the better, you know, a little more cushy, everything like that. All right, enough about Lululemon before I go into a Lululemon spiral for like an hour. So on to Aloe. I'm going to try to pick up the pace a little bit, you guys. I know, I get into my pieces. So the Aloe high-waist lounge leggings is literally the first piece I ever had from Aloe, why I even tried Aloe. And when I first got my first pair and put them on my legs, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so obsessed. Actually, I know how I found out about them now. I remember. If you guys know, I love Aspen and Parker. They have a YouTube channel. They are a really cute couple. I'll say boyfriend, girlfriend, lol. Wife and husband. And they have their little baby Cove. I just love them so much. I need to like catch up on their YouTube videos. I haven't in a while. Anyway, I love Aspen. She is like the one person I feel like I'm a big follower of and have watched for so long. And probably like a year or two ago, probably like three, she was like, I love these leggings, they're from Aloe. And she had like the light blue and the light pink. And I thought they were so cute. So obviously I needed them. And I was like, wait, these are legitimately the best leggings ever. They're just so soft, like loungy and soft, sort of in the way that like the Lululemon Align leggings are, but different, totally different, but so good. Oh, you need to try the high-waist lounge leggings if you haven't tried them. And I would definitely size down. I don't know why. Aloe leggings, in my opinion, run big, so I always size down just in the leggings, but everything else I get like my normal size, which I would say in athletic wear is probably just a small. So in the lounge leggings, all the leggings I get extra small. And then the Aloe soft lounge bra with the lounge leggings just hits different. It's just so nice. It's just so comfy and you just feel so good in them. I love doing like the low intensity yoga in those. Honestly, just wearing them during the day, I feel like I'm in athleisure 99% of the time. Literally right now, I'm in my Lulu what did I say? Speed up shorts? Yes. I'm in my Lulu speed up shorts and I'm in an aloe tank top because that's just like what I wear every day. And yeah, so I love the lounge bra. Also, more recently, definitely a new favorite is the aloe wellness bra. So cute. Such a cute style. I have like a periwinkle color, a black color. I feel like I'm going to get every color. I just love that bra. It, again, is like supportive and just really cute, simple, basic. I also love the aloe high-waisted biker shorts, and yeah, they're just great. They're like a thick, soft material. So again, with like the soft material, you can get like fuzzies stuck to them, but they're just really flattering, and I like how thick they are. They just look really nice. And I have, oh yeah, I have like the periwinkle color, the black color. And then the airbrush leggings from Aloe, I would say they probably are, I don't know what they call it, but like are the same material as the biker shorts. They're like an everyday, like thicker, soft leggings. I like those. And then I also really love the Aloe Airlift leggings. Also, see, these are all high-waisted, if I'm not saying that, because leggings that aren't high-waisted these days should be a sin, right? High-waisted leggings are just the best. So the Airlift leggings, so good. These are definitely more of like the thinner, I don't know how to describe it, like spandexy, spandex feeling material for like workout. So I love the Airlift leggings for like running, biking, things like that where you get really sweaty. And then, oh, Aloe Freestyle sweatshirt. I cannot leave this out. I love the Freestyle sweatshirt. It's so soft. Again, a crew neck. We know I love the crew neck sweatshirts. I feel like it goes a little bit higher up on your neck and it's just so cute looking. You look so sporty and I just love my Freestyle sweatshirt. I like need more colors. And then last thing for Aloe, the Aloe slit bra is so cute, iconic, and just looks really, I am calling everything iconic because in my mind, like, it is so cute with your little workout set. I love my slit bra. I have it in this like light, I think it's called bone. It's like a light tan color, like a light cream color with the high waist lounge leggings also in the same color. And it just looks so cute together. So yeah, this is just reminding me that I want all of these things in like more colors, but definitely favorites. Love those. And then for Free People Movement, we're wrapping this up. I just got to pick two things. The High Rise 7/8 Good Karma leggings. So good. I feel like I just kept seeing these around back in like last winter. I would keep seeing people wearing them around Boston or just like in workout classes. And I'm like, okay, what is this? What are these like workout clothes I keep seeing but I've never tried? And I found out it was Free People Movement and I tried them out. Just so good. They're just so stretchy. Like, they're so good for workouts, but they're also really good for athleisure. They're just really comfy, and I just feel like really flattering and cute. I know some people say they're see-through, maybe like lighter colors, but honestly, if we're being really open, I never wear underwear with my leggings because my workout instructors always told me not to. Like, I don't know, girl stuff, like you're like not supposed to. So anyway, I like never wear underwear with my leggings, and so like the see-through issue isn't really like an issue for me. Like, I get, it's not like I can see underwear through there. I don't know. Anyway, so I love those leggings, and I also love the Free People Movement Happiness Runs crop. It's a crop tank top, but it's also kind of like a bra. Like, it's just a set together. If you get the Happiness Runs crop with the Good Karma leggings, so good, so cute. They have the best colors. They have literally so many colors, and it's just this really soft, like buttery, stretchy material. So nice. I've literally gotten everyone that I know obsessed with the Happiness Runs crop. It's the best tank top. You can wear it to work out. You can wear it athleisure. You can wear it with like a cute normal outfit. You can just wear them all day, every day. So stretchy, so good. And I love them. And you know what? Last thing about those is I remember in the store when I first got the leggings and the crop, I held them up and I was like, these are legitimately so tiny. Like, this is not going to work, but they are so stretchy that, like, I promise, even if they look really small, they'll work. Okay, last category, wrapping this up. Well, I have quite a number of things in here, but last category, home favorites. Similar to the Dyson hair dryer, the Dyson vacuum, game changer. Let me tell you, when I moved into where I live right now, Pennsylvania, I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I feel like as I've grown up, I'm so old and wise now, being 23. Oh, well, I'm kidding. But I was like, I'm going to treat myself. I've had so many crappy vacuums that don't really work, and I know this Dyson one is so good, and now that I have a golden retriever that is going to start shredding everywhere anytime now, everyone says the Dyson vacuums are so good. They just work the best, and if you have a pet, you like need one for pet hair, everything like that. Game changer, let me tell you. I think I went all out and got bougie and got like the most recent style, so it was like crazy expensive, but you definitely don't need to get the one that I got. Like, there's older versions that I'm sure are just as good and are a lot more affordable now, probably on sale or just have like price drops, stuff like that. So these are just so good, and they are just like crazy convenient that they are cordless and they're so small and lightweight, and I literally just zip around our apartment and feel like I get it done 10 times quicker than I would with my like big old vacuum that I had in Boston before. And then next up, and my favorites are the Stasher reusable bags. I don't know, like, you know the plastic baggies you would get, but you have to buy the pack at the grocery store all the time. Those I just know are so wasteful, and I heard of these Stasher like reusable ones. I literally just use for, you know, when you cut up like half of a bell pepper and you need to store the rest in a bag in the fridge. That's what you use this for, and then you can just throw it in the dishwasher and you can reuse them. So these are so good. Again, these are kind of pricey, but in my mind, like, I'm gonna keep buying these non-reusable ones, you know, like disposable ones all the time, and be wasteful, and we'll spend more than this reusable one in the long run because I'm always buying them, if that makes sense. So I really like those Stasher bags, and I also love, this is making me realize I like things that I can reuse instead of like single use or like disposable ones. So lighters, for example, I love candles. I feel like I've been getting so into candles, but I felt like I was always running out of lighters or using them up because they're whatever, like, you know, you have to buy new lighters. So there's this like rechargeable, reusable one from Amazon. So good, you guys. I love my chargeable, is that the word? Candle lighter. It has the long lighter thing so that you can reach into your candle and you don't have to like burn your finger on one of those little lighters. I felt like I was always burning my finger on there. It's so good. I will link because it is from Amazon, and I feel like I never even charge it. It charges with like a USB, so it charges like super simple, but I feel like it holds a charge for a really long time, so it's just really great. And then this reminds me of that with the candle genre right now. Candle wick trimmer. I never thought I needed one of these. I didn't really understand why, but now I get it. Like, you have to trim off the top of the wick that gets all fluffy and crazy because, you know, sometimes you light it and it starts like popping and smoking, and yeah, that's not good. You want it to have like a clean burn, and it'll just help it like burn evenly. So candle wick trimmer, it was probably $5 on Amazon. So good. And it's low-key cute on like a little coffee table with your candle and your candle wick trimmer. Like, it just looks cute, so you just feel like bougie like trimming all the wicks of your candles. And probably my two favorite candles I can recommend to you guys, so it's this one scent that I love that I'm going for. The Le Labo Santal 26 candle smells so good, and I used to think that that's what they lit in the one hotel lobby because that's really the scent I was going for. It smells just like it. It smells so good. But the one hotel actually sells their own candles, and that's what they light in their lobbies. And if you guys didn't know, that's literally the vibe of what I'm trying to make my apartment. I'm just trying to make it feel like the one hotel because it's just like so nice there, and you walk in the lobby and you're just like, oh, you just feel like at peace and at ease, and it smells so good. So I will link the link down below. I think for the one hotel candles you can order them now, but they don't have a website up, so yeah, I'll just like link the website where you can like email them if you want to place an order, because that's how I had to order them. But so worth it. They literally smell so good. I want to go light it right this second. And as promised, I told you I would rave about my Barefoot Dreams blankets. I believe I have two or three now. I love them so much. I feel like for the longest time, I didn't understand the hype around them. I'm like, do I really need them? Like, I have other blankets that are really fluffy and nice, but I finally got them. I got the cream iconic like leopard one that's really big and so cozy. I use it every single day. And then I have a smaller kind of cream tan one, so nice, or like a stone color, I don't even know what I would call it. But they are the best blankets. They are so freaking soft and fluffy. I just love them and could not say enough good things. They're expensive, but they're so worth it. They stay just as fluffy and nice. Like, I just feel like they are such good quality. And then for decor, a couple things that are really my favorites that I could not recommend enough is the Tom Ford coffee table book. I feel like it just leaves such a statement and looks so nice on. I have it on our like media console. And then also I have this Architectural Digest coffee table book. I love, honestly, how pretty the cover is. Obviously, I like what's inside of them too. Like, they're really fun to look through, but I just like this Architectural Digest one because it's this really pretty neutral cream color and just looks really good on my dresser with a little geode. Oh, we will conclude this episode with geodes. Don't you even forget. And I should shout out Arvin. Didn't I say this earlier, I think? But Arvin Olano, I found him on YouTube in the nick of time before I was moving, and he literally taught me everything I know about like interior design and decorating and stuff because I felt like I literally knew nothing. And yeah, he's probably just my biggest inspiration because he just, his house is so cute and I feel like he just knows what he's doing. So that's how I learned about like all the things that I'm telling you about right now. And I really wanted to keep this like neutral, bright, everything like that. So literally the rug that my chair is on right now in our little second bedroom office space, it's a neutral sort of like oriental style rug, and it's so nice. It looks like it's modeled after what like a vintage one would be like, but this definitely isn't vintage. It's a lot more affordable, which is why I thought it would be worthwhile to mention, because it's actually my favorite. And you guys, if you have been keeping up, I literally ordered this beautiful vintage rug from Turkey, which was like 10 times the price of the one I'm on right now. And I actually hated it, and it was like not the color that it was supposed to be at all. Like, it just did not work out. And I love the way more affordable one that I have that I'm sitting on right now. Anyway, so I think you guys would really like this too. I will link it, and it's just such a good rug. I feel like it would go with so much. And my other rug that I'm absolutely obsessed with, it's a beige color, cream color, jute rug. I feel like jute rugs go with so many different spaces, so I'll have that link too. I think that one in specific in our living room can go, or actually you can get it at so many places. Like, I feel like I've seen it on Wayfair, Rugs USA, so I will link that. And I also love pampas grass. So nice and natural looking. I will link the ones that I finally found because I had to look for so long, you guys. On Etsy, it kept saying pampas grass would take like months to come, and I'm just like, oh, I just like am so impatient, I can't wait. So the ones that I found on Amazon are really nice. They're a little bit more pricey, but they literally came in 5 days. I ordered two different orders of them. They came in 5 days each time. So I would like 1,000,000% recommend the ones that I got. They're so cute. I'm looking at them right now. So I love that. And I also love the olive branches that I'm looking at in my little vessels. They look so nice. Obviously they're fake, they're faux, they're not real, but I didn't know if I could trust myself to keep alive real plants just yet. So no, I mean, I'm sure I could. I can take care of my dog, so I'm sure I'd be able to, but I just like the idea of this, at least for now. And Arvin talked about these olive branches. I got them at Amazon. I think they look so good and so nice, so I will link those as well. And then for your guys' vessels, you're just gonna find them at Home Goods, okay? You got this. I believe in you because they have such good vessels and like vases basically to put all your nice little dried florals, your olive branches, whatever it is. And they have such good ones that are affordable. So that would be my recommendation for that, because the ones that I have in here right now are all from Pottery Barn, but they're like expensive and back ordered. And I feel like I just got lucky that I found them in the store when I did. So yeah, I just really would recommend Home Goods for that. And last couple things, you guys, wow, thank you for bearing with me. This episode like flew by for me because these are my favorite things, so I could talk about them all day long. And I love how I thought this was gonna be quick, and no, I could literally talk about this forever, but I just want this to be helpful. Like, I hope you guys are like, wow, that was so helpful, now I know like things to get. Or this could also be so good for like gift ideas if you're like, okay, I don't want to buy that crazy bum cream, it's so expensive, but that could be like such a good gift for your mom or your sister or your friend or whatever. Okay, last couple things. My bird of paradise plant from CB2 is really good. It's in our living room. I honestly wish I got it at Target though. I'm gonna try to find the Target one if they still have it to link that one, because it looks just like the one I got from CB2 and is probably like a third of the price. I wish I kind of looked around more, but when I saw it in CB2 back in Boston for my Boston apartment, I was just like, oh, I love it. It's so cute. It looks really nice and looks more real than other ones I've seen. So that's why I got that. I just love big statement pieces. It just looks so grand. Arvin taught me that. Like, big pieces look so nice. Obviously you want them to fit in your space, but I just feel like it can really make a space again look like grand. So I love my bird of paradise plant. I also love my new runner in my kitchen. It reminds me of my jute rug in my living room. I can link that. I believe it was like pretty affordable from Wayfair, and it just looks really neutral and nice. I also love my white pullout couch. I'm actually waiting on our sectional to come in for our living room. But our white pullout couch we actually got for our, like I said, second bedroom office space. And I really wanted it to be a pullout so that when we had guests, it could be like multifunctional and be like a guest bedroom for them. But like during the day, if we don't have guests, you know, just be sort of like a couch in our office space and be really useful that way. So I actually love it so much. It kind of works in our living room, but I know it's going to end up in here. And it's just really nice. I just really would recommend it. I think a lot of people actually ask me, they're like, is that the cloud couch? I think it sort of has that look, kind of looks like the cloud couch from Restoration Hardware, but definitely a fraction of the price. Fits probably well in a lot of people's spaces. It's not too big. And I love that it's pull out. So good if you're in, you know, an apartment, if you have guests, anything like that. So I really would recommend that. Probably one of my fave couches I've ever had. Will link in the show notes, like I said. And very last thing, I promised I would mention geodes. I love geodes so much. They definitely are a favorite of mine. Again, this obsession has come from Arvin Olano. Shout out, like, for the millionth time. I love him. I gotta get him on my podcast, you guys, because I just love him so much. And anyway, so basically the reason I think I love geodes so much is because I feel like they just bring such good vibes and such good energy, and I probably have 100 scattered around our apartment now. I'm not even kidding. Whenever I see one at HomeGoods, I'm like, I need it, especially really neutral, light-colored white geodes. I just love so much. I love putting them on top of a coffee table book or a couple. They just look so nice. So I just feel like they really can finish off your room and make the decor look so nice. So I really would recommend that. Can't link those, because I always find them at HomeGoods, and I don't even want you to find them from other places that are way more expensive. Like, I know they have them at Restoration Hardware or Restoration Hardware outlets, but they are so overpriced. So please just keep your eye out at HomeGoods, because you will find them, and they're probably like $30, $40, $50, way more affordable, and they just look so good. So yeah, you guys, that is it for my favorite things episode. I know I like went off about all my favorite things, but they are just my favorite things. Again, not trying to be like materialistic at all. I just really want to be helpful for you guys. If you've ever asked a question or wondering what my favorite face wash was, then now you know, or my favorite body cream or my favorite nail polish, whatever. So yeah, I just wanted to keep this lighthearted, simple, fun, and helpful. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, everything will be linked in the show notes. I hope you have an amazing day, week, evening, weekend, whenever you're listening, morning. And I love you so much, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.